अथ पञ्चमोऽध्यायः। अर्जुन उवाच, सन्न्यासं कर्मणां कृष्ण, पुनर्योगं च शंससि, यच्छेययेतयोरेकं तन्मे ब्रूहि सुनिश्चितम्।
Arjuna said, O Krishna, first of all you ask me to renounce work, and then again you recommend work with devotion. Now will you kindly tell me definitely which of the two is more beneficial?
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Sanyasaha Karma Yogascha Nishreyasakara Ubhau Tayostu Karma Sanyasat Karma Yogo Vishishyate.
Personality of Godhead replied, the renunciation of work and work in devotion are both good for liberation. But of the two, work in devotional service is better than renunciation of work.
Jnayaka sanitya sanyasi yonadveshti nakankshati nirdvandvohi mahabhavo sukham bandhat pramuchyate.
One who neither hates nor desires the fruits of his activities is known to be always renounced. Such a person, free from all dualities, easily overcomes material bondage and is completely liberated. O mighty armed Arjuna!
Sankhya Yoga Prithak Bhāraga Pravadanti na panditaha Ekamapyasthitaka Samyak Ubhayor Vindate Phalam.
Only the ignorant speak of devotional service, Karma Yoga, as being different from the analytical study of the material world, Sankhya. Those who are actually learned say that he who applies himself well to one of these paths achieves the results of both.
Yat Sankhyehi Prapyate Sthanam Tadyogairapi Gamyate Ekam Sankhyam Cha Yogam Cha Yapashyati Sapashyati.
One who knows that the position reached by means of analytical study can also be attained by devotional service, and who therefore sees analytical study and devotional service to be on the same level, sees things as they are.
Sanyasastu Mahabaho Dukkhamaptam Ayogataha Yoga Yukto Munihi Brahma Nachirenadhi Gacchati.
Merely renouncing all activities, yet not engaging in the devotional service of the Lord, cannot make one happy. But a thoughtful person engaged in devotional service can achieve the Supreme without delay.
Yoga Yukto Vishuddhatma Vijitatma Jitendriya Sarva Bhutatma Bhutatma Purvanda Pinalipyate.
One who works in devotion, who is a pure soul, and who controls his mind and senses is dear to everyone. and everyone is dear to him. Though always working, such a man is never entangled.
Naiva kinchit karomiti yukto manyeta tattvavit pashyan shrunvan sprushan jigran ashnan gachan swapan shvasan pralapan visrijan grindhan unmishan nimishan api Indriyaniyudriyartheshu vartanta iti dharayam.
A person in the divine consciousness, although engaged in seeing, hearing, touching, smelling, eating, moving about, sleeping and breathing, always knows within himself that he actually does nothing at all. Because while speaking, evacuating, receiving or opening or closing his eyes, he always knows that only the material senses are engaged with their objects and that he is aloof from them.
Brahmanyadhaya karmani sangam tyaktva karoti yaha lipyate na sapapena padma patra mivambhasa.
One who performs his duty without attachment, surrendering the results unto the Supreme Lord, is unaffected by sinful action, as the lotus leaf is untouched by water.
Kayena manasa buddhya kevalai indriyairapi yoginaha karma kurvanti sangam tyaktva atma shuddhaye.
The yogis, abandoning attachment, act with body, mind, intelligence and even with the senses, only for the purpose of purification.
Yuktaka karma phalam tyaktva shanti maproti naishthikim ayuktaka kamakarena phale sakto nibadhyate.
The steadily devoted soul attains unadulterated peace because he offers the results of all activities to me. Whereas a person who is not in union with the divine, who is greedy for the fruits of his labor, becomes entangled.
Sarva karmani manasa sanyasyaste sukham vashi navadvare pure dehi naiva kurvallakarayan.
When the embodied living being controls his nature and mentally renounces all actions, he resides happily in the city of nine gates, the material body, neither working nor causing work to be done.
Na kartrutvam na karmani lokasya srijati prabhuhu na karma phalasam yogam svabhavastu pravartate.
The embodied spirit, master of the city of his body, does not create activities, nor does he induce people to act, nor does he create the fruits of action. All this is enacted by the modes of material nature.
Nadatte kasya chit papam na chaiva sukritam vibhuhu ajnanenam jantavaha.
Nor does the Supreme Lord assume anyone's sinful or pious activities. Embodied beings, however, are bewildered because of the ignorance which covers their real knowledge.
Jnanena tu tadajnanam yesham nashitam atmanaka tesham adityavajnanam prakashayati tatparam.
When, however, one is enlightened with the knowledge by which nescience is destroyed, then his knowledge reveals everything, as the sun lights up everything in the daytime.
Tadbuddhayah tadatmanah tannishthah tatparayanah gacchanti apunara.
When one's intelligence, mind, faith and refuge are all fixed in the Supreme, then one becomes fully cleansed of misgivings through complete knowledge and thus proceeds straight on the path of liberation.
Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavihastini shuni chaiva swapake cha panditaha samadarshinaha.
The humble sages, by virtue of true knowledge, see with equal vision a learned and gentle brahmana, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog eater.
Ihaiva taihi jitaha sargo yesham samye sthitam manaha nirdosham hi samam brahma tasmad brahmani te sthita.
Those whose minds are established in sameness and equanimity have already conquered the conditions of birth and death. They are flawless like Brahman, and thus they are already situated in Brahman.
Na prahushyet priyam prapya no dvijet prapya ja priyam sthira buddhihi asammoodo brahmavit brahmani sthitaka.
A person who neither rejoices upon achieving something pleasant nor laments upon obtaining something unpleasant, who is self-intelligent, who is unbewildered, and who knows the signs of God, is already situated in transcendence.
Bhakya sparsheshu asaktatma vindati atmani yat sukham sabrahma yoga yukta atma sukham akshayam ashnute.
Such a liberated person is not attracted to material sense pleasure, but is always in trance, enjoying the pleasure within. In this way, the self-realized person enjoys unlimited happiness, for he concentrates on the Supreme.
Yehi samsparshaya bhogaha dukkhayonaya evate adyantavantaha kaunte nateshu ramate buddhaka.
An intelligent person does not take part in the sources of misery, which are due to contact with the material senses. O son of Kunti, such pleasures have a beginning and an end, and so the wise man does not delight in them.
Shaknoti kaiva yasodhum prakshareera vimokshanat kama krodhodbhavam vegam sayuktaka sasukhi naraha.
Before giving up this present body, if one is able to tolerate the urges of the material senses and check the force of desire and anger, he is well situated and is happy in this world.
Yonta sukho antararamaha tathantar jyoti devayaha sayogi brahma nirvanam brahma bhuto dhigacchati.
One whose happiness is within, who's active and rejoices within, and whose aim is inward is actually the perfect mystic. He's liberated in the Supreme, and ultimately he attains the Supreme.
Labhante brahma nirvanam rishayaka kshina kalmashaha chinna dvaidha yatatmanaha sarvabhuta hiterataha.
Those who are beyond the dualities that arise from doubts, whose minds are engaged within, who are always busy working for the welfare of all living beings, and who are free from all sins, achieve liberation in the Supreme.
Kama krodha vyuktanam yatinam yatachetasam abhito brahma nirvanam vartate viditātmanam.
Those who are free from anger and all material desires, who are self-realized, self-disciplined and constantly endeavoring for perfection, are assured of liberation in the Supreme in the very near future.
Sparshan kritva vahirbhakhyan chakshuschaivantare bhruvoho pranapanau samau kritva nasabhyantara charinau yateldriya mano buddhihi munihi moksha parayanaha vigate cha bhaya krodho yasada muktaye vasaka.
Shutting out all external sense objects, keeping the eyes and vision concentrated between the two eyebrows, suspending the inward and outward breaths within the nostrils, and thus controlling the mind, senses and intelligence, the transcendentalist, aiming at liberation, becomes free from desire, fear and anger. One who's always in this state is certainly liberated.
Bhoktaram yajna tapasa sarvaloka maheshwaram sugridam sarvabhutanam jnatva mam shanti mrichyati.
A person in full consciousness of me, knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, the Supreme Lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from the pangs of material miseries.
Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gitasu Upanishatsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Karma Sanyasa Yogo Nama Panchamodhyayaha.